The second distraction is familiarity. We become like the people that Paul wrote to Timothy about in 2 Timothy 3:5, where we read, they had a form of godliness, but they didn't have the power. It's possible to be a Christian and be so familiar with the outwardness of Christianity that we mouth the words, we understand the terminology, we say the right things, we sing the right songs, we even have the right expressions and nuances. But if we're not careful, we become like the churches that John wrote to in the book of Revelation, the church of Sardis, where we read these things, says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you're dead. And then he wrote to the church of Laodicea something similar. He said, because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. What John was saying by the Spirit of God to these churches was that what you appear to be outwardly, you are not inwardly. And it's so easy for us to fall into that trap. We become so familiar with the outward tokens of our faith that they no longer draw us inward toward God. Many of us are like Samson, who did not know that his strength was gone until he needed it and it wasn't there. In the 19th century, there was a Danish philosopher by the name of Soren Kierkegaard who was very disturbed by the church situation of his time. Kierkegaard looked about the city of Copenhagen, and everywhere he saw Christians, but they were Christians in quotation marks. He saw professed Christians who were completely secure and self-satisfied, for they had the Bible. Many of them carried the Bible in their pockets. They had the Word of God. It was theirs, and life went on peaceably, happily, in a well-adjusted fashion. But Kierkegaard asked some important questions. He said, is this really the religion set forth in the Bible? And his answer was that such a religion is an impudent indecency. In one of his milder statements of concern, he wrote these words. He said, a young girl of 16 summers, it is her confirmation day. Among the many tasteful and beautiful gifts, she also receives the New Testament in a very pretty binding. Now that is what one may call Christianity. To tell the truth, no one expects, and probably right, that she any more than anybody else will read it, or at any rate, not as originally intended. The book given her as a potential consolation in life. Here, should you need it, you will find consolation. Of course, it is assumed that she will never read it any more than any other young girl's, but if she does, it will not be read as originally intended. Yet, said Kierkegaard, that is supposed to be Christianity. I would be tempted to make Christianity another proposition, he wrote. Let us gather in every single copy of the New Testament. Let us cart the whole collection out to an open place or up to a mountaintop. And then while all of us kneel down, let someone speak to God saying, take it all back, this book. We humans, the way we are, should not be involved with such a book. It only makes us unhappy. And what he was saying was that if we don't take the book, which is the Word of God, past the surface relationship we have with it, it is only good enough to make us unhappy. In other words, there's no real way to be happy with a halfway commitment to the Word of God. Such a commitment will not allow you the joy intended because you will always be finding those passages that make you feel guilty for your disobedience. Until you get past the Word of God as simply a symbol of your Christianity, a token of your faith, and find that it is the means by which you come not to know about God, but to know God, then the Word of God becomes to you a distraction because of its familiarity.